to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The effect of the caffeine is to mask the alcohol and create the illusion of alertness, when in fact, it's a wide awake drunk. I am calling on all retailers to immediately halt sales, take these drinks off their shelves, and return them to wholesalers, which should refund them completely. These caffeinated alcoholic drinks are really a witch's brew that should be taken off the shelves throughout Connecticut.
There's the Attorney General, actually next Senator from Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal, joining the growing list of state and federal authorities who have been speaking out against the sale of these controversial alcoholic beverage drinks. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has told the manufacturers of seven caffeinated alcohol beverages that their drinks are a public health concern, quote-unquote, like being a person of interest, you know, and they cannot stay on the market in their current form. This move follows a year-long review by the FDA. FDA gave the companies 15 days to either reformulate their product or face possible seizure under federal law. Experts have said the caffeine used in the beverages can mask the effects of alcohol, leaving drinkers unaware of how intoxicated they are. One of the companies that got the warning letter was Fusion Products, which makes Four Loko. Four Loko is a drink nicknamed Blackout in a Can by some of the folks who have used it. The controversy exploded in October when nine underaged students at Central Washington University were hospitalized after drinking Four Loko. And I'm chuckling about this a little bit because it has become... maybe I shouldn't laugh about it. It's become one of these things that's a standard for. It's almost like it's like traveling over into manhood. Drink these things and see how much of it you can take. And I don't think a lot of people have taken this very seriously. As much as I don't like the FDA and don't like government intervention, I wonder about, especially when guys like Blumenthal, who is the biggest grandstander and phony to come along for a long time since the fellow who, for Elliot Spitzer, was sort of his model, taking everybody to court and getting all kinds of print for himself so he can become the next senator. At any rate, there are a lot of different sides to this, and that's why we're going to talk about it from different points of view. That's what the Talk Radio Review does. We overview some of the things that are going on, the big topics, and this ban is certainly something that will be in the top 10 this week. We start out by listening to sound from ABC's Andrea Canning, has more on the story, including comments from parents who blame the makers of Four Loko for the death of their son.
Police say dozens of students have been sent to the hospital from these drinks, but this family's case is unique. They're suing the makers of Four Loko, claiming the alcohol and caffeine combination caused their son, a sophomore at Florida State, to become so manic and erratic, he accidentally shot himself.
It's the 1-2 punch hitting college campuses everywhere.
We just started feeling it's really bad. It's really sick.
Four states have now banned them, and New York Senator Chuck Schumer's office reports the FDA is set to rule they are unsafe and will effectively be banned across the country. The makers of Four Loko maintain their product is safe, but tell ABC News they are removing the caffeine, quote, after trying unsuccessfully to navigate a difficult and politically charged regulatory environment at both the state and federal levels. It's a bittersweet victory for Joe and Vicky Kieran.
I just miss him more and more every day. I wish he would email me. I wish he would call me. I wish he was coming home for Thanksgiving.
On September 17th, they claim the actions of their son Jason were completely out of character. His roommates say after partying for 30 hours straight, wired on caffeine and drunk from the alcohol, he accidentally shot himself in the head.
Explain why you started looking into things on your own.
This word started coming up in the conversation with these different roommates called Four Loko. I started finding these bizarre stories of kids all over the country that had drank this and then started this crazy behavior.
They say Jason, who was underage, drank at least 3 cans of Four Loko, the equivalent of 18 light beers and 6 cups of coffee.
Do you think Jason needs to shoulder some of this blame for drinking underage?
We did not condone drinking. Society has turned a blind eye to that and allowing kids to buy liquor underage. To lose a kid something like this to a product that, in my opinion, should have a skull and crossbones on it and sitting up there beside rat poison on the shelf.
The makers of Four Loko had no comment on the Karen's lawsuit, but they say their product is for adults only and condemn underage drinking. There are still around 40 types of these drinks on the market, and the Karens say they are suing to get the message out that all the drinks, in their opinion, need to be banned.
All right. So this is one of those things, you hear these stories, and they're very compelling and tragic, and so you wonder what... Who are the kind of... This is the same kind of an outfit that would make tobacco products. Same kind of... They know what's wrong with this stuff, but there's a profit in it, and there's a thrill on the part of the users, so we get around whatever rules and regulations there are. So what do you think? Is this something appropriate for the Food and Drug Administration to threaten the manufacturers of these beverages, take the drinks off of the shelves, or we're going to take them off? And you will forfeit them. I mean, what are they going to do with this stuff anyway? They're going to have to throw it away. They can use it for fertilizer, and that's about it. 800-510-8255. Is that the appropriate way to handle this problem would be the first question when we start taking calls in a few minutes. Meanwhile, we have more input from people who are understanding what this issue is. Imagine yourself, I suppose, if you really want to underscore or be theatrical here, imagine yourself in the position of those parents that you just heard from. 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Review at 13 past the hour.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage is better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With BinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With BinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check.
Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit BinVerified.com/Radio 4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
BinVerified.com. Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR red past 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
Victor, this is Scorpion 23, one Victor hit by IED, I created Mike Bravo, 310-737-6, small arms fire. Request QRF and medevac at this location, over.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This week, the FDA has banned these alcoholic beverages that are controversial in that they really have fallen through the cracks as far as regulation is concerned, and the FDA loves that stuff. Oh, my God, they run around and hoot and holler, and let's have some more. Let's hire some more people. We've got to oversee what these companies are doing. There's a certain educational quotient that goes with this, and also a certain parental responsibility. But the way these things are promoted now, you can really understand how, again, it falls through the cracks, this stuff like Four Loko. Ever had it? What does it taste like? What does it do for you? 800-510-8255. Here is Connell McShane and Dagan McDowell, who on Fox talked to Dr. Manny Alexander. Alexander here to explain to them and to you how dangerous these drinks that we're talking about are, in fact.
Bottom line, should these drinks that mix caffeine and alcohol be banned completely?
Absolutely. I am so happy. Finally, good decision out of Washington just today. Oh, great. Something to do, which is right. Get these drinks off the marketplace. Get them regulated. These drinks are killing teenagers, young adults. I just finished doing a whole segment with a top cardiologist here in the country, and I tell you, he has seen children die, and these drinks, when you combine the high alcohol, 12%, let's say in this Loko drink, for instance, 100 milligrams of caffeine, the effects of these two drugs are so powerful that you could take a 10-year-old and you can kill him.
The caffeine masks the effects of alcohol initially?
Absolutely. And for young, for people that are of drinking age, of course, when you drink these things, you don't feel anything. You feel, euphoric, you feel alert, everything is going fine. Meanwhile, your heart is racing 100 miles an hour, and then the alcohol begins to build in because it takes time for the alcohol to build up. Once it starts to build up, you have what I call a vasodilation, no blood going into the brain. Boom, you pass out, you aspirate, you die. This is happening over and over. This has to be regulated. Now Loko is saying, well, we're going to keep the 12% alcohol. We're not going to put the caffeine in. I get that. Now it becomes a high alcoholic beer. That's a different story for another day. But this is something that the FDA and the federal government, I'm glad, very happy, congrats, are doing today.
But did they take too long?
Of course it took too long.
Some people died.
A lot of people made a lot of pretty penny with it. And of course there's going to be a lot of litigation because now once this is out, the company's getting a lot of pressure from parents that have had side effects with these drinks. I'm sure the lawyers are jumping in the gun now to kind of go after this company. So I don't, but what happens is these companies get remarketed and at the end of the day they come up with a different logo and a different look.
All right. So there's a doctor who says this is bad stuff. I guess my question would come on what we were just talking about. What has taken them so long? These things have been on the market for quite a while, so why so long? What's the big deal, or why now? Why are they just getting to it? Is this another, in fact, they're giving kudos to the FDA, is this another fumble on their part? 800-510-8255. Here's Chris Hunter, who's the co-owner of Fusion. The folks at Fusion make Four Loko. Hunter says the caffeine and alcohol have been mixed together for years, and his company doesn't target underage drinkers at all.
I mean, if you look back, things like Irish coffees, rum and cola, more recently, products like Red Bull and vodka. We have foregone many of the popular marketing methods that you'll see of other products in the alcohol industry. So, for example, we don't have a Facebook page. We don't have a YouTube page. And the reason that we don't have those is because we want to make sure that all of our product attention is solely over targeted to 21 and over consumers.
So then why isn't there a law that requires this stuff not to be sold to anybody under the age of 21, just like other alcoholic products? Why is that? Why don't they just have these products available in liquor stores and not on the shelves of whether it's a grocery store or a convenience store or whatever it is? That seems fairly easy to legislate. So maybe we've got the FDA on their horse again, and maybe this is not as appropriate as you might think. Maybe there is, well, I say maybe because there are a lot of maybes here. 800-510-8255. Know anybody who drinks this stuff? Do you drink it? If you have had this stuff to drink, I guess I'm interested in some of the other. I'm pretty naive when it comes to this stuff. What other products fit this category? 800-510-TALK.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. People queuing up already want to be heard on this. The liquor commissions around the state, the states, plural, around the country, are concerned about this, but have been. Again, I'm asking myself this question. We've all seen these things, juice and moonshot and Four Loko and some of the other things that are around. We've seen these things on the market, so why were they made available? If the FDA was really doing its job at the beginning, and then they would have known what the content of this stuff is, and they wouldn't have allowed it to be sold on the open market. They would have had it under supervision in a liquor store. So, hello. They're not heroes at all. Once again, they fumbled the ball, it seems to me, anyway. 800-510-8255 from CNN. Brooke Baldwin speaking with medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen. And, again, a focus on the FDA. So the answer perhaps here to the question, why now?
If you drink one of these, I mean, I actually talked to a gal who's at that off-campus party in Washington State, and she had had a little. I mean, it's like, what, 6 beers in a can?
It's nearly that. It's several beers in one can plus several cups of coffee. And so what happens is you can stay awake longer and you can drink more. So
it's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. Right? Or, you know, this was Mother Nature's way of controlling drinking to make you pass out, right? So they can't drink anymore.
Right.
So they are up and they're drinking more, and then if they eventually do have these blackouts where they can't remember anything. It's a relatively new concept to put that much caffeine and that much alcohol into one drink. But, you know, I was talking to Margaret Hamburg earlier today. Mm-hmm. She's the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. And I said to her, you know, people have been drinking rum and Cokes forever, right? Or Irish coffees. Forever.
Right, or just coffee and booze.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
So
they've been friendly partners, or maybe not so friendly, but they've been partners in drinking for a long time. And I said, so why are you banning this? And here's what she had to say.
Okay.
I would be surprised if people consume as much alcohol and caffeine together in a rum and Coke as the same volume of liquid from these drinks, because this is very concentrated. It's one thing if you make it on your own. It's another when it's packaged in this way and sold in this formulation.
And so I imagine that's why the FDA is getting involved.
Right. They said this is dangerous. Even though the two ingredients on their own, alcohol and caffeine, you know, are sold and are considered, you know, under the right circumstances, safe, putting them together in those volumes, this is 12% alcohol by volume. A beer is about 5%.
Yikes.
And look how big they are.
And I imagine.
And they're fruity, and you can guzzle them.
And they're fruity, right. And I imagine a lot of young women, you know, wrongly are drinking these probably way too fast. And I imagine it's way worse for a girl than a guy.
It is. And, you know, a lot of people think it's just because women tend to be smaller than men, and that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But also just the way that our bodies work, women don't have as much of the enzyme that metabolizes all that alcohol. Women cannot handle as much alcohol as men can. So then you get all the concerns about date rape because women are blacked out on these things.
Mm-hmm.
And here they're chugging, you know, watermelon and fruity tutti or whatever it's called and lemon lime, and it just feels like you're drinking a soda. They're carbonated.
How long do you think it'll take to get some of these?
I think it could take a while. I mean, it's not going to happen instantly, but it's really interesting that the folks who make Four Loko, which is sort of the biggest, one of the biggest brands we're talking about here, yesterday they said, we're taking the caffeine and the other stimulants out. They said, we're doing it now.
All right, so they're going to sort of curb or bend to the pressure. 800-510-8255. Excuse me, here's Mitch Albom, a radio host in Detroit, speaking with Anita Simono from the Michigan Liquor Commission. And the discussion focuses on why Michigan banned these drinks in the first place.
This decision is not new in terms of states or towns or university towns in particular who have been banning this across the country as news of what happens with this comes out. But for a whole state to do so is a rather bold step. Explain the thinking behind it.
Well, it is a bold step. Well, we thought it's the right step to protect the health, safety, and welfare of our citizens, especially young people, that this product is specifically targeted towards. Michigan Liquor Control Commission, Michigan itself is a controlled state, so we allow products to come into our state or not into our state based on a variety of reasons. But one of the critical things that we look at is this a safe product? Does this impact the health and safety and welfare of citizens? Do we need a product like this on our shelves to be sold and eventually consumed by those that purchase it? And we determined based on many of the stories that are out there, many from doctors, substance abuse counselors, ER staff people, and educators that indicate to us and people who have consumed it that this stuff has some products in it that act as an upper as well as a downer.
Right.
They have a very high volume of alcohol, 12% is the average, where a 12-can size beer is about 5, 6%. They are typically about 23 ounces, so twice the size of a typical can of beer. And then they have additional added stimulants to them that act as the uppers. We simply don't know what they do to a person's body, let alone a young person's body. And these come in a variety of colors and flavors and packagings in their cans, camouflage, brightly colored, so that they often look like some of the popular iced teas that we drink and all we see on our shelves.
Right.
We
now,
found that even retailers sometimes don't know that this is an alcohol product and will sell it without IDing a person.
How much did the reports about that very controversial hotel after the prom case, the Melvindale girl who was sexually, claims that she was sexually assaulted by a couple of older teenagers, she said in her account that she had drank, I think, four of these things.
Well, there was a variety of stories like this throughout the state and throughout the country, but then here it was at home that it happened with a 14-year-old girl and testified to this and that she was sexually assaulted. The cases that are out there, the stories that are out there, we have nurses that are calling us and emailing us and telling us they've worked in ERs and that they would be happy to testify or give testimony or affidavit about this product. Doctors the same way. So I guess if they want to sue, they can certainly do that. But you know what? Bring it.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative-free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift
at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled AVATARfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Talk radio, stop 10.
33 after the hour. One of the big items this week is this focus on the FDA's banning. All of a sudden, there's getting big headlines. Problem been around for apparently quite a long time. A lot of people have been complaining about it. So there has been a review that took a year, 15 days now. After a year, they say, okay, in the next 2 weeks, you better fix this, or we're going to fix you. Excuse me. That's the usual. This is beginning to bother me a little bit. The more I hear the drinks are like drugs, you listen to the content. Yep. So why are they available for younger people to buy? That is the only, you don't stop selling the stuff. You don't stop making it. People ought to be able to make it. I wouldn't choose it, and you might not either. But that doesn't mean that they ought not to be available if somebody wants to use them. 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Bruce St. James. Doesn't drink alcohol, he says, like me, but he makes the case for not banning these drinks.
If your mindset is, when you walk into the door of a bar, your friend's house or whatever, like, how drunk could I possibly get? Do you guys have Four Loko? No, we don't carry it.
What do you got?
Line up shots of tequila then. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's your mindset going in, how are you going to blame it? And then by the argument of banning Four Loko, my friend Timmy sent me a text. And the funny thing is, Timmy sent me a picture, as if I didn't understand, that he had to show me a picture of Jack and Coke next to each other. So you're going to set a federal limit on how many Jack and Cokes you can have in a bar? Isn't that just like anything else where it is not only the responsibility of you, but the bartender to not overserve you? I don't know. Do you want to talk about how big a can of Four Loko could be? Is 23 ounces too much? Does it need to only be 12? You should have to pop the top more often. If you get to the point where you can't work the pull tab, you've had too many? I mean, what is the argument that this combining caffeine and alcohol in this one instance, in these cans, is somehow the worst possible thing that can happen to you, because as I can tell, every restaurant and bar you go into has some combination of caffeine and alcohol, and given your own, you know, free will, you could mix those two things together to your heart's content until you fell on the floor. And I just think it's unfair to blame Four Loko. That's what I'm coming down on, that an 18-year-old got drunk playing beer pong and crashed a car. Why? Well, Four Loko did it. Well, guess what? Patron would have done it also, amazingly enough. In the right amounts, Bud Light would have done that also, amazingly enough. It has to do with your judgment, it has to do with personal responsibility, and I'm unwilling to forgive all these people. You know, this is about civil liberties to me, it really is. I don't want to ban Four Loko any more than I want to ban Jack and Coke. Now, I don't personally consume either one of those products, but I believe that people should have a right to. If not, then ban all alcohol. See how that turns out. You know, it won't affect my life. I have been living under prohibition my entire life, so it's not going to affect me. But think about yourselves. Think about you guys. When you start drawing lines like this, okay, when you start saying, well, you can have this, but you can't have that. Well, you can have a little bit of this, but you can have more of that. That's the slippery slope that I'm uncomfortable with. I'm very uncomfortable with it. And I don't think it's the job of the government, local, state, or federal, to tell you how much Four Loko you can drink as an adult.
Exactly where he is. After considering and listening to all of this stuff, Bruce St. James hits the nail on the head. Is this the first step to another round of prohibition? Again, the government getting involved in something that should be educational. The underscore here is who's it's available. It's the, okay, guns don't kill people. People kill people. You don't, the drink is there. And if somebody wants to drink it, I might not choose to drink it. You might not choose to drink it, but somebody wants to drink it. It's a product that's out there. Then let them drink it. Don't say, we're going to take all these things off the market. The government makes me sick, and the FDA makes me more sick. These people are such $4, $3 phonies, taking anything to get press. These people are so, that's their drug. Attention and the press. Control, authority, and let's, you know, under the guise that we have to protect the children. The children need to be protected by their parents, and this stuff needs to be available in liquor stores. We're going to have liquor stores. Here's host Frank Shires, who seems, as I overview what the basic undermatter is here on this cut, finds it strange the FDA is banning an adult beverage because it's being used by teenagers. This is, this will be a second blow to the FDA lovers.
Probably the big story of the day, the one that everybody has been chatting about everywhere, is the Food and Drug Administration bringing the hammer down on Four Loko and some other products, too. Today, they issued warning letters to four manufacturers of alcoholic energy drinks. Now, this stuff is usually consumed by young people, frankly. Price point is right. Alcohol content is right. It's just, it's what they do. That's cheap, easy to get. FDA says the caffeine added to the beverages is an unsafe food additive. I don't have an issue with yanking Four Loko or any of these drinks off the market, off of the retail sales market. If they want Four Loko out of the convenience stores, out of the grocery stores, it's a malt liquor. It packs a huge wallop of that. I don't have an issue with yanking it out of there. I understand the price point, the bright colors, the fruit stuff. That's all stuff that is attractive to young people. We still have liquor stores in Washington State. And what I don't understand, and I guess maybe I'm just an ignoramus, but if an adult wants to have a Four Loko, a legal adult, a legal drinker, why they had not ought to be able to get Four Loko at their local liquor store is a mystery to me. I don't get that one. Liquor store sells Kahlua. Liquor store sells Bailey's. I mean, it's not like there is no caffeine in any drink that the liquor store sells. If an adult wants Four Loko, I don't see a problem with an adult being able to get it in a liquor store. Treat it like a liquor if you're a big concern about it. The idea, though, that we're going to have a complete ban because you, as a grown adult, cannot handle yourself, we don't have any evidence of that at all. This is all about the consequence to kids. It's all about underage drinking. It's all about accessibility for teenagers. That's really what this is about.
Amen. Frank Shires there on the countdown. The FDA is on another one of their crusades, and this is not purposeful. It is all about the people who use this stuff to use it responsibly. You're responsible for you. I'm not responsible for you. I'm paying taxes. I don't want the FDA hiring more people to go monitor what you or your family ought to be able to figure out on your own. If you want to say, don't put it in a convenience store, that's okay with me. But to ban the drink, that's going too far. And so going back to the lady who was on from the Michigan Liquor Commission, her state banned these drinks. Okay, so aren't you banning Jack Daniels? Why don't you ban Kahlua? Why don't you ban Moog and David wine? They can do the same things. Come on, will you please grow up? Take responsibility for yourself, and let's get the damn government out of our this government on top of government on top of government. Every day, literally, every day, it's something else, right? Your life is affected by the government, the government, the government, the government, the government. Good God, get lost. Learn what you can do, and if it affects somebody else, then you need to take responsibility. You have to pay the consequences, as is the case with all these drunk drivers. The problem is the courts don't handle these cases well either. So there are all kinds of holes in this discussion. Plenty of room and maneuvering room for differing points of view, which we encourage. 800-510-8255 as the countdown continues.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Okay, that's 700 orders of Manicotti to go. So, are you an elf?
Was it the ears, the bells, my zeal for Italian cuisine?
Well, it's just that...
I know, you don't get many elves in here, right? But with my Discover card, I get 5% cashback bonus. And that, my friend, is some real cannoli.
Now through December, get 5% cashback bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. New Credit Funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call today and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445. That's 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445.
800-510-8255 here on the countdown. The Attorney General of Connecticut says that authorities have to ban these controversial drinks, juice, moonshot. We're talking about Red Loco. Clay Cohut, who's the manager of our social networking here on at the Doug Steffen, Steffen Multimedia, Doug Steffen programs, is under the age of 21. He tells me he doesn't drink this stuff, but his girlfriend's friends do. They can get it readily, right? They don't get carded. If you are going to a convenience store, anybody can buy this stuff, no matter what their age, Clay, right?
Well, it's for 21 and up technically, but it's really not a problem to get alcohol if you're underage in this country.
But does it say on the cans, not for sale to minors?
It should. It says like 10% alcohol.
No, but I'm talking about whether it does or not. I want to know whether... I've not seen any of these cans. I don't travel in this world, so I don't know what this... Every once in a while, I've had a Red Bull when I've been driving, but that's not the same stuff. This is much more potent. You said that some of your girlfriend's friends drink it, and they love it. Is it the same as... Does it have the same hit, if you will, as or the same psychological effect? People get excited about drinking it because they know they're not supposed to?
Yeah, and it's just, it's got a big buzz going on right now. It's like a hip thing to drink because of all the bannings, I think. I think that's just fueling the fire in the places where it's not banned.
Right. Okay. It's the psychological approach again. 800-510-8255. Justin calls the countdown from Lynchburg. You're on the air now, Justin.
Well, y'all talk most of my main quotes about the personal responsibility. A lot of this is just, you know, there's no personal responsibility left in America. As soon as something goes bad, the first thing anyone's ever doing is trying to point their finger at, you know, something else. If I wreck a car, it was the brakes' fault. If whatever, it's, you know, someone else's fault. And on top of that, it's also the nanny state just expanding slowly and slowly, you know, death by a thousand paper.
So cuts. What do you want to see done? What's your approach to things like this? What do you want, if anything, to see the government do?
Absolutely nothing. The best thing the government can do in any situation generally is nothing, because whenever they start getting involved, they just destroy everything. But, yeah, about being able to get a hold of it, when I was under 21, I had no problem getting any substance there is. It's absolutely ridiculous. But
so the FDA grandstanding... Yeah, the FDA is just grandstanding again. I got it, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Todd's in Jackson, Tennessee, as opposed to Jackson, Mississippi, and you're on the countdown, Todd.
Hey, I just wanted to say that for a local, I think the economy is what's pushing it. I'll drink one for under $3 and feel like you drank a six-pack. I weigh 400 and some pounds. That's all that I wanted to say about the subject matter.
You weigh 400 pounds, and you have one of these, and it gives you a buzz.
It gave me, it just like I drunk a six pack or more. I sat down while I drank the first one. And when I went to stand up, it felt like I had drunk a six pack. And I was like, wow, for $3, you can get that under $3. That thing was like $2.50 where I live, $2.59, something like that.
All right. I get the picture. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Cheaper than anything else to get a high. Here's Jeff. You're on the countdown now. Jeff, please go ahead.
Good morning, Doug, and happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas. I'm going to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I agree with you 100% about the personal responsibility, and I'm sitting here thinking about this. I'm wondering if the beer and liquor industry might be pushing the FDA to ban this, because aren't they losing sales if more and more younger people over 21 are drinking it?
Well, there's a light that just went on in my head as you said that. The FDA is certainly more prone, as we've seen in the past and all the way into the present, to follow the push from the big giant industries. And certainly Anheuser-Busch has more clout than this guy Chris Hunter from Fusion. I'm not surprised they haven't bought him out yet. These big alcoholic beverage makers, they are all about making sure that their market share stays the way it is. I can make the same correlation to the milk that I sell on my farm. The big dairies, the big conglomerates, the big ags don't want me to be selling it. They want to sell their junk themselves, and so they're trying to put me out of business by getting the FDA to try to convince Congress to regulate me out of existence. It's the same stuff. Same story. You have, I think, come up with something here, Jeff. Thanks for the suggestion. 800-510-8255. Philip, I believe you are next in line, so go ahead, sir. You're on the air now.
How you doing? I went into a convenience store just a few minutes ago to buy a soda for my on the way to work, and I heard you on the radio. I looked in the door of the first cooler I came to, and there it was, mixed in with a bunch of other like-style cans. The beer was in the line of coolers, but I didn't see anything that told me there was alcohol in the stuff. But I got to tell you, parents have got to stop abdicating their responsibility and raise their children to make the right decisions.
And that's what it's all about. The government, the government, the government. Screw the government. The government isn't here to do what your job is as a parent. And that's what we have too many people in this country. We have too many children, people just abdicating their responsibility. You are right, sir. See, all of the people, when they think this stuff through, imagine now, maybe the best part of this is that you become more aware of what's out there and what potentially your children may be doing. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Paul is calling from Ohio, and he's a police officer. Go ahead, Paul.
A lot of experts are saying that drinking one can of this Four Loko alcoholic beverage is like drinking a six-pack of beer and one big energy drink. And I'll tell you, we had plenty of phone calls yesterday from concerned parents and think that their kids are going to die from drinking this stuff. You know, and we weren't aware of just how bad it was. And when we knew that in Washington it was banned, we know that in Michigan it was banned. And since we've been looking into it, I mean, the stuff is really bad. I mean, kids are almost dying. It's being associated with date rape. These products are being marketed to children, and that's where we have the biggest problem. You know, a lot of the college students, you know, drink, and they occasionally do get drunk. They don't have a lot of money, and that's what makes it so popular. Get drunk. It's a cheap way to get drunk quick.
That's what Todd just said. Paul, Todd called, says he weighs about 400 pounds. He gets one of these things, and for $3, he's high. And that's what he wants to accomplish. But he's an adult, and he knows what the rules and regs are, and the kids don't. So why make this stuff available for children, if you will, or underage drinkers? I have a problem with the age, too. It ought to be 18. 51 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's time for us to get back to your calls here at 800-510-8255. What's in your head about this? What's in your file about this? Is this news to you that there are these drinks around? I've seen them. I've not paid much attention to them. I remember my son. I think my son is the one who actually told me about Red Bull. As he drove across the country on one of his trips, he would have Red Bull to keep himself awake. I don't know that he's – I haven't never asked him. He's in his 30s, so I'm not worried about him making decisions, but whether he has ever used juice or moonshot. It's interesting, we're all talking about men with regard to this. Clay Cohut, who's our director of social media, the comments you're getting, the twitter.com/good countdown show, are these all men, or are there any women anywhere? We haven't heard from one woman here. Looking around for a caller. Go ahead.
All the comments I have, actually, it's an interesting point. All the comments I have are all guys, but I'm guessing that's because the guys are buying this for the girls to get them drunk.
All right, so there's the concern about date rape, which has been verbalized here a couple of different times. John's in let me get your – what do you have from Twitter, our Twitter account for comments?
I got three comments here. One from J.W. Egan, who says, seriously, I'd never heard of Four Loko before until this news came out. I then went to four different stores until I found one that sold it just so I could find out what the fuss was all about.
Ridiculous SN has a similar comment and says, I didn't know they were banning Four Loko. I went out and bought three of them as soon as I read this. So it seems like it's a big PR campaign for them. And then I got
one more
comment.
I'm going to guess that this is doing wonders for the sale of this stuff.
Yeah. Soldren says, I think the discussion should be about keeping the nanny state from sticking its nose everywhere, attempting to regulate and ban everything under the sun for our own good, as if we were children.
I wonder where these people who are at the FDA come from, a different planet or something. 800-510-8255. John is near Nashville, Tennessee. Go ahead, John. You're on the Countdown Now Live.
Yeah, as far as your local goes, I'm understanding that there's been several incidents where these young ones have been hospitalized for drinking the stuff.
Yes.
We know that the government has always been able to step in and protect the people. We know that in time there was the helmet issue with the motorcycles. And then, of course, the seatbelt laws. All these laws were instituted to protect those that evidently are unable to protect themselves. So, you know, trying to compare this to controlling alcohol, I think it's considered, you know, you're looking at apples and oranges.
So you're for the FDA wanting to ban the sale of this stuff?
Yes. It seems that, okay. You know, if the young are passing out, I mean, their metabolism is a lot stronger than the older people. So if the older ones start drinking it and start passing out too, you know, something needs to be done to eliminate the product.
Why does something need to be done? Why is that my problem unless you are driving a car and you hit my car and kill me? The same is true with a seatbelt. Seatbelt protects you. If you're stupid enough not to want to wear a seatbelt, why should the government say you have to wear one? We're going to give you a ticket if you don't wear one. It's none of the government's business. Yeah. You're stupid if you don't wear a seatbelt. The education, the process that takes place to have people understand why it's important to wear a seatbelt has nothing to do with the government saying you must wear a seatbelt. It's stupid that people don't wear it. That's the bottom line. You drink these things. Anybody who drinks this stuff is stupid. And anybody who doesn't wear a seatbelt is stupid. We need the government to tell us that we're stupid, or are we going to do something about protecting what we have by educating ourselves or becoming an educated populace? We're letting the government, which controls the educational process, allow us to grow up stupid. So, okay, you've made your point, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Sean in Jacksonville, you're now on the air, sir.
Yeah, I'm a 40-year-old adult. I consume Four Loko one a day and have absolutely no problem whatsoever with it. And it's clearly labeled right across the top, contains alcohol. You can clearly see it if you were to look at one. But it is very strong. I wouldn't consume more than one.
When's the last time you had one of these, Sean?
Yesterday after work, as a matter of fact. And I'll probably have one today after work.
And it's
I really do.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Thank you. All right. I said we haven't heard from any women. We've got a few seconds left. Sandy, please go ahead. You're on the countdown.
Hi. I'm a police officer, and we dealt with a 18-year-old the other day that had started drinking this stuff, and she drank six of them. And we ended up having to call the paramedics. She was so bad. She had no idea what was going on. Her heart.
So should we ban these things from your perspective, or should there be more of an educational bent on the approach to it?
Well, I don't think banning them is really going to change anything. If somebody wants to.
All right. Thank you for the call, ma'am. 59 past the hour.